Ah, welcome to Movie Magic.
We would be honored if you would join us.
5, 6, 8.
5, 1,000, 4, 1,000, 3, 1,000. I am the father.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Are you one of those single-tier people?
All the dogs in King's Landing howl through the night.
They cry out for their true queen.
I'm Batman.
Name's Bond. James Bond.
One of them leads to the castle at the center of the labyrinth, and the other one leads to certain death.
Go ahead. Make my day.
He sounds like quite a man.
A passenger has died on the train.
Who gave the order to kill me?
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
Commence primary ignition.
I hope you had a romantic Valentine's Day, and we are still in the mood for some more romantic movies because your Valentine's Day is spilling over this weekend. And because you want to make it last a couple more days, well, I have a few more to recommend in this edition of Movie Magic. And if you missed last week's show, where I listed 14 romantic movies to watch, you could always log on to our podcast page on moneyfm893.sg. Its title, Love is in the Air. But before I give you more movies about love, let's take a look at what's in the cinemas these days. Because I have a strong feeling you might want to start or finish this weekend on a movie date. Well, first on my list is the multiple Oscar winner, Parasite. As you know, it's the first foreign film to win Best Picture. Thus, it's history in the making. Plus, it's Asian. Double hooray. You know, I pray and hope one day a Singaporean takes home an Oscar for Best Picture. That'll be great, wouldn't it? Now, I'll be jumping for joy for sure. So, Parasite is in Korean, and I'm quite confident that most Singaporeans can understand a little bit of Korean, if not being fluent in the language, because of the popularity of K-pop and Korean drama. So, here's the premise of the movie Parasite. A father, mother, daughter, and son make up the Kim family, and they live in a semi-basement apartment. They struggle to make ends meet because they have low-paying temporary jobs. One day, a university student, who's a friend of the son's, gives the family a scholar's rock, like a stone, which is meant to promise wealth to whoever that possesses it. He suggests that when he leaves to study abroad, Ki-woo, now that's the name of this Kim's son, should take over the job as an English tutor to the wealthy Park's family's daughter, Dahae. Now Ki-woo poses as a university student and is hired by the Park family. That student-teacher relationship evolves into a romantic one. Now the Kim family slowly tries to get themselves into the lives of the wealthy Park family by lying to them that they are unrelated, and posing as skilled workers so that they could be in their big house. For example, the daughter poses as an art therapist and agrees to counsel the Park's restless son. The father, Kim, poses as a chauffeur, and mother Kim poses as the new housekeeper. Now, how they land themselves with these jobs is what I would leave out, as I want you to watch this movie. It's really good. It's full of deceit, and although what the Kim family is doing is wrong, somehow you don't want them to get caught. It's one of those scripts that's so well written. At the recent Oscars, the movie won Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, and Best International Feature Film. At the Golden Globes, it won Best Foreign Language Film. It received 4 nominations at the British Academy Film Awards, winning Best Film, not in the English language, and Best Original Screenplay. It also became the first non-English language film to win the Screen Actors Guild Award for Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. So what's their secret? Well, I would say the story and the script. And of course, the actors and the directors played a huge part as well. Parasite is my number one recommendation for this month.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez, Money FM 89.3.
If you don't mind reading subtitles, then there's another movie, and this could be a great date movie as well. It's titled Happy Old Year, you know, instead of Happy New Year. It's a love story in the Thai language. Jean wants to convert her house into an office and she needs to do some major decluttering. Well, don't we all need to do that? Declutter? So while she's decluttering, she comes across items of her ex-boyfriend, and that fires up the love and fond memories she had for her boyfriend when they were together. Now, throwing these things away means forgetting about him altogether. But she can't get herself to do it. Now, will she move on or will she rekindle the love? Now, the screening of Happy Old Year is at the projector, and you might want to log on to their webpage for more details. My third recommendation when you're out on a date this weekend is another Oscar winner and written and directed by Greta Gerwig. And since she's at the helm, she would want to work with actors whom she had worked before, like Saoirse Ronan and Timothy Chalamet. Ah, their names have a flow, don't you think? Timothy Chalamet and Saoirse Ronan. Ah, so nice. Anyway, Emma Watson, Florence Pugh, Meryl Streep, James Norton are just some of the other big names in this movie. It is the seventh adaptation of the 1868 novel of the same name by Louisa May Alcott. The story follows the lives of the four March sisters, Meg, Jo, Beth, and Amy, and details their passage from childhood to womanhood. It is loosely based on the lives of the author and her three sisters. Now, if you liked Lady Bird, then you will like Little Women, because Greta Gerwig's signature is all over this movie too. This movie won Best Costume Design and was also nominated for Best Picture, Best Actress, Saoirse Ronan, Best Supporting Actress, Florence Pugh, Best Adapted Screenplay, and Best Original Score. My fourth date movie recommendation for this weekend is another Oscar winner titled Bombshell. It's based upon the accounts of the women at Fox News TV station who set out to expose CEO Roger Ailes for sexual harassment. It stars Charlize Theron, Nicole Kidman, and Margot Robbie. These blondes nail it. But more so, I just love the versatility of John Lithgow. Now, I'm not sure if he put on a fat suit or he had to put on some weight to play the role of CEO Roger Ailes. I mean, he looks so good. I mean, he plays the role really well, too. He's one of my favorite actors. It's a Me Too movie, and it's a wake-up call to CEOs and bosses who sexually harass women co-workers. Beware. This movie won an Oscar for Best Makeup and Hairstyle and two other nominations, Best Actress for Charlize Theron and Best Supporting Actress for Margot Robbie. More on Margot Robbie in just a bit. But first, I'd like to play you a track from the soundtrack of Bombshell. Now, what's interesting about this piece is it sounds like a time bomb, and it goes in the count of eight. Every eight count, there's a cello or a violin that makes its presence felt. Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, something like that. Now, count along and you'll be able to feel it. That's Problems with Women by Theodore Chaprio, and is taken from the soundtrack of Bombshell. Now, Margot Robbie's character's performance in Bombshell is quite the opposite in Birds of Prey. Well, what can I say about this movie? I'm trying to be positive here. Okay, I've got it. Margot Robbie steals the show. She is Harley Quinn, Joker's ex-girlfriend in the DC Universe. In my opinion, this movie should have just been named Harley Quinn instead of Birds of Prey. It's very colorful, shot quite well with great fight scenes. However, it was all plot-based and not character-driven at all. Ewan McGregor plays a bad guy this time, and I like him as he's a versatile actor as well. But like I said, this movie is plot-driven and not character-driven, and we've heard the story before. A diamond is stolen and the bad guys want the diamond back. Bang, bang, boom, boom, explosions here and there. Oh, another thing nice about this movie is the laughing hyena. So it's not all that bad, but it's not a Blu-ray that I would want to own when it's out. Just saying.
Movie Magic with Colin Gomez.
But if you like Bang Bang Boom Boom and some humor thrown in it, then Bad Boys for Life is a great action movie. Will Smith teams up with Martin Lawrence again. Now, I can't help and feel that I'm seeing Will Smith in the theaters in nearly every month. He was in Genie in the live-action adaptation of Aladdin, which I enjoyed very much. Then the so-so movie Gemini Man. He was a pigeon recently in the animated film Spies in Disguise, and now he's in the theater again in Bad Boys for Life. It's like enjoying the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air on the telly every week. I know most Singaporeans are so in love with their cars because, you know, it's a very expensive liability. It's not an asset. So you might feel your heart ache when Will Smith's spanking brand new blue Porsche 911 gets more than just a scratch. In real life, you know, this humble actor drives a Ford Taurus.
Money FM 89.3.
One more movie that I'd like to recommend that's in the theaters. And this is a movie that, let's say you want to go out on a date, but you're babysitting your little brother or sister or friend's child, but you still want to go out on a date night. Well, this movie appeals to children too. And I used to watch the TV series when I was a little boy. Now, I'm going to play you the 1967 trailer.
Make a wish. Now, open your eyes. You've never seen anything like this in your life. The fabulous, fun-filled world of Dr. Doolittle, where you'll meet a horse who can read, a pig who can answer, an elephant who sneezes, a dolphin who pleases, the legendary giant pink sea snail, the fantastic push-me-pull-you. Dr. Doolittle is a world of entertainment, starring Rex Harrison.
The first film in which a human being, myself, actually talks to animals. I feel it'll be a film which all the family, including the animals, are going to want to see.
So join Rex Harrison, Samantha Egger, Anthony Newley, Richard Attenborough, and all the animals in Dr. Doolittle. And be sure to tell your mother to take the whole family to see Dr. Doolittle.
This is the world of Dr. Doolittle, the wonderful world of Dr. Doolittle.
Ah, this really brings back some fond memories. But if you're not as old as I am, perhaps you might have watched the 1998 version of Dr. Doolittle with Eddie Murphy as the doctor. This new theater version of Dr. Doolittle stars Robert Downey Jr. as the doctor that speaks to animals. Well, in the Catholic world, he would have been called St. Francis, but we're not going to go there. Unlike the 60s version where they used real animals, the new version is CGI, but if you watch the live action, you know, in inverted commas version of Disney's The Lion King, then you're in for a treat as, although this is not from Disney, but from Universal Studios, technology has come a long way that CGI animals seem quite real. Somehow they can't do that for humans. Maybe because we have a soul. I don't know. Now, you probably watched the trailer and wondered who sang the song. Well, I'll tell you in just a bit.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, oh, what a wonderful world. gravity in the sky are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? What they're really saying is, I love you.
Wonderful love song, yeah? That's Reuben and the Dark's version of What a Wonderful World. What a nice segue to tell you about movies about love. So Valentine's Day is spilling over this weekend, and let's say you don't want to go out at all. Or you've watched all the movies that are playing in the theater right now, and you just want to stay at home. You want to stay indoors and watch something really romantic or sexy or even steamy. Well, I have a few recommendations for you right now. La La Land, well, it's a musical and love story at the same time, and so is Moulin Rouge. P.S. I Love You is romantic too, as well as Dear John. But if you want something steamier, there's Blue Valentine, Blue is the Warmest Color, Brokeback Mountain, and the 50 Shades of Grey trilogy. But if you like to be swept off your feet by a prince, then I've got four movies to recommend. The live action of Cinderella, starring the beautiful Lily James. And I like this version, as it's directed by the versatile Kenneth Branagh. Ella Enchanted is another feel-good, sweep-me-off-my-feet-dear-prince movie starring a very young, innocent-looking Anne Hathaway, who has the gift of obedience. Or should I call it a curse? Ever After, starring Drew Barrymore, is a great movie as well. And the one that I like the most is The Princess Bride. And the famous line in that movie is, as you wish. Ah, it is so romantic. And if you missed last week's show, I've listed 14 other movies that are love-themed. Just Google the podcast page of Money FM 89.3. And remember, we also have a free app that you can download. And in that way, you can take us wherever you go. And you can be ahead of the game. Wouldn't that be cool? I'm Colin Gomez, and here's Mark Knopfler and Willie DeVille with Storybook Love, a song taken from one of my favorite love stories, The Princess Bride.
Come, my love, I'll tell you a tale of a boy and girl and their love story, and how he loved her oh so much, and all the charms she did possess. Now this did happen once upon a time, when things were not so complex, and how he worshipped the ground she walked, and when he looked in her eyes, he became obsessed. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. It's as real as the feelings I feel. Love was stronger than the power so dark a prince could have within his keeping. This bells to weave and steal a heart within her breast, but only sleeping. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. It's as real as the feelings I feel. I love you oh so much, and lay my heart at the foot of your dress. She said, don't you know that storybook loves always have a happy ending? Then he swooped her up just like in the books, and on his stallion they rode. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. My love is like a storybook story, but it's as real as the feelings I feel. It's as real as the feelings I feel.